Chapter 1. These late eclipses in the sun and moon portend no good to us. Shakespeare, King Lear. The high-speed ambulance ride to the emergency department had Meryl in a silent daze. Visions of Andre, motionless on the ground, bleeding from the head, flashed before her eyes in the dazzling lights and blaring siren of the emergency vehicle that carried a man who was still a mystery to her. Ben and Michael discussed the gunshot to the head in lowered tones as the driver tried to keep pace with the ambulance. Andre's son, Alec, was to arrive from New York the next day to talk to Inspector Aldo in the hope that he would demystify why Professor Andre Malakoff, his father, was gunned down. Ben promised to remain with Meryl in Florence until Andre was in Alec's care. Inspector Aldo paced the hospital corridor outside Andre's room, pensive, tapping the side of his head with his right hand index finger and running his left hand through his hair with agitated energy as he made low sighing and grunting sounds. The fog of the last 24 hours was dense. Meryl was on a literary junket. Now here she was in the middle of an investigation of a man she knew very little about, other than his literary prowess and impending divorce. Michael walked around confused, drinking endless cups of coffee, stubble visible on his otherwise clean-shaven face. His eyes were bloodshot. He avoided eye contact with Meryl. Why did she insist on this trip without him? Why did she act so impulsively in taking up the offer to stay at Andre's cottage in Via Reggio? A thousand whys cavorted in his mind, leaving him tense and edgy, oblivious to the comings and goings along the hospital corridor.